And now back to Trackside Tonight with Randy, Joe, and Billy.
Welcome back to Trackside Tonight. I'm Randy Dye.
I'm Joe Dirt.
I'm Terry Cope.
Yeah, okay, there you go, Terry Cope.
That's a story we'll save for later.
Well, we've got, as promised, we've got on the phone with us the driver of the number 8 Craftsman Truck Series entry, and this past week, the driver of the number 45 Marathon Oil Dodge for Petty Enterprises, Chad McCombie. Welcome, Chad.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate your time. It's not. I know you have a lot to do, and to join us live at 8:20 at night is a. You know, we consider it an honor and a privilege. So thanks for being with us.
No problem, guys. I appreciate you having me on here tonight.
Well, Chad, you know, a lot of folks. I mean, you're certainly not an unknown, but maybe I would say a lesser known at this point. So a little history. You know, how long you been racing?
I've been racing since I was 10 years old. Started out in go-karts like a lot of guys nowadays do, and I worked my way up through the Alice Lange cars and the NASCAR late model stock cars at Myrtle Beach Speedway, and on to the ARCA Remax Series in 2005 with Andy Hillenberg at Fast Track Racing, and on up to the Truck Series in 2006, and here we are, you know, just got done running racing Pocono for Petty Enterprises, so been a fun journey so far.
Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about your Craftsman Truck Series deal there. I know that truck last year was somewhere in the 30th position, I believe, in owner's points. And this year, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're in the, 11th, 12th, 13th, something like that?
Yeah, we're sitting 12th in the driver standings right now, and, you know, I'm really super excited what we've been able to accomplish this year. Like you said, it was the first full-time year for them guys last year, and, you know, I went over there right at the end of the year and got to run the last four or five races with them, and, you know, had a couple shots to some top fives and almost a win, you know, in the first few starts, and since then we've been having a good 2008. Already got a couple top fives and six top tens, I think. And, you know, like I said, these were an underfunded team. It's all coming out of the owner's pocket, and it makes it tough. But these guys are working with some great efficiency and doing an awesome job.
Well, you know, it's really heartening, I think, to a lot of people. There's not many ways to be able to race today, being underfunded, being you're just a single truck team. You're not hooked up with sharing technology and setups and all of the all that information with another organization out there. You guys are just doing this on your own, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we're a single truck team, and, you know, it makes it tough when you're running against, you know, Bill Davis Racing and Kevin Harvick Inc. You know, with guys like Skinner, Sprague, Hornaday, Benson, you know, that's the best of the best right there in the truck series, and it definitely makes it tough for us. But I think what we're accomplishing is really turning some heads this year, and hopefully we get that first win. I think it's around the corner here.
Well, it's obviously turned enough heads, at least at Petty Enterprises, to get you, I called it earlier in the program when we started it tonight, kind of an audition. And, you know, it's tell us what that's like. I mean, I think I told you earlier today, I've been a fan/friend of the Petties for, well, it goes back to the 70s, long before you even came to be on this earth. So, you know, and I would think if there was any one organization, just purely from an emotional standpoint, that if I could pick, I'd like to drive for, it would be, you know, with Petty Enterprises, just because it's cool. And as a matter of fact, as a tribute to that relationship, I run the number 43 on my late model. What's that like, you know, working with the King and the King's organization?
Well, I mean, just what you said right there, you're working for the King. I mean, that means the most. It's a true honor to be part of Petty Enterprises right now, and it's really such a family-oriented atmosphere. I mean, I feel right at home there. I felt at home there since we came around the Pocono race last year, and they've been super good to me. I feel like it's a place that I could be for a long time. So I really, like I said, really enjoying building a relationship right now, and just, you know, like I said before, working for the King, driving for the King, that really says it all right there.
How did that come about? Did you go to them, or did they pick you, see you driving the truck? I mean, you say you started driving the truck in 2006, and this will be your second full year, and, you know, did they come to you, or, I mean, How did that?
Well, I think it was a little bit of both. We, I was out there looking at, some opportunities and trying to get my foot in the door at some places, and, got a meeting there with Robbie Loomis and Jerry Freeze over there at Petty, and, it just seemed to work. I just came off my first ARCA win in Nashville last year and had a decent amount of momentum on my side, and it worked out to where they could get me in for that Pocono race last year, and it went really well. And we've just been working real hard on trying to get a program put together where I can get more and more seat time and get, acclimated to these new cars and hopefully get out there and start getting some really good results. So
that's what I'm saying. I mean, when you fall back to last year, I know Pocono was your first deal with them, and the reason why I asked that question is because people were probably looking at the TV screen like I was and said, McCombie, where'd he come from? That's the reason why I was asking the question. But, from the transition from the car last year, the truck, and now the car of tomorrow or car of today, is it really as different as they say? Everybody says. I mean, to get into the truck, to go from the truck to that, I could see going from the nationwide car to that. But going from the truck to that, what's that like?
I think going from the truck this year, especially with the new car, is actually probably an easier transition. The trucks have a similar aero package with the splitter we run on the front of those things, and I think that helps with getting acclimated as quickly as possible. So it's been a real good transition so far. The COTs are definitely a different style race car and takes something a little different here and there. But at the bottom line, at the end of the day, it's all about you still got four tires and a motor, and trying to get it to go as fast as you can.
So. Right. The reason why I asked that question is because I saw Skinner had said that this was a whole lot easier to go from the truck to the COT rather than the nationwide car. That's why I was trying to see if with the guys on the truck series, if that makes an easier transition. But that's the reason why I asked.
Chad, the one thing that I look at is you're 23 years old, and obviously. I know, and if you read all the reports, I know not everything that's on the on the internet is accurate, but you've kind of been affiliated and associated, if at least loosely, with the Petties for now the last couple of years, and the schedule's been like he's going to drive here, he's going to drive over there. Is there any level of frustration that you experience just kind of hanging on, waiting for that chance?
No, not really. I feel very blessed to be given the opportunities I have been given, and I understand right now Petty Enterprises is rebuilding and trying to get better right now, and they're doing everything they can do to make sure that they're getting back to that first tier in the Cup Series and get back to winning races and winning championships. And, we've never had a real good set plan for what we're going to be able to do, but they've given me all the opportunities they can, whether it be testing, racing, or what have you, that will help develop me and help me down the road. So, like I said, it's all worked out well so far, and I feel like we've got some good stuff planned for the end of the year.
Now, there's a question for you. You expect to be in that car more before the year's out?
I think so. We're working real hard on that right now, and I think we'll have some more appearances, maybe a few more. So I feel like we had a real good result this weekend at Pocono, and hopefully that'll help. It definitely helps my confidence, helps the team confidence in me, and hopefully we can start building towards something really good here.
That the finish at Pocono, 17th, I think, first off, being that new to the sport, to this level, finishing 17th anywhere is good, but I consider Pocono one of the more difficult racetracks on the circuit to navigate around. I mean, it usually takes a guy with a bit more experience than yourself to get around there.
Yeah, it's tough, and the good thing about it, Pocono has been one of my favorite racetracks since I first went there in 2005 in the ARCA car. I think I've been there four times in the ARCA car and finished first, second, third, and fourth, the four times I've been there. So it's been a good place for me. In the Cup race we ran there last year, definitely I've had more laps there in a car than probably most other racetracks besides, some of the short tracks and stuff. So it's worked out well that's a place that I can kind of get acclimated to these cars and to racing in the Cup Series.
We've got a caller on the line that would like to ask you a question. Is that all right with you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. John, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Mr. McCombie?
You good? How about yourself?
Great. Hey, I've been watching you coming up and stuff, and very, very proud of you. A couple things I want to get straight. You're an actor?
Temporarily. We got to do the acting deal in the 3 movie a couple years ago, and just kind of, you know, I was fortunate enough that I got to do that for about 2 weeks out of my life, and it was almost like a side job. You know, a lot of people are aspiring actors and want to do it as a career, and I've been blessed enough that I actually got to do that and do it as a side job for a while. So,
Chad, yeah, what role did you play?
What an honor.
Okay.
To portray him, for sure. When was your first race?
I started go-karts when I was 10 years old.
Right.
And moved up to the truck series when I was, 2006. So a couple years ago, and been around the truck series on a almost full-time basis here for the last couple years.
I've never heard of this one, the Allison Legacy Series National Regional Champion.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, we ran the Allison Legacy Series in 2001, 2002. Allison Legacy Series is a series that's been put together by Donnie Allison's 3 sons, Ronald, Donald, and Kenny. And it's a 3-quarter style cup car, pretty much. I mean, it's got a 4-cylinder motor in it. Excellent learning tool. I can jump straight out of a Legacy car and really go fast in an ARCA style car on a lot of big racetracks. I mean, it's one of the best learning tools I've ever seen as I've come along here, and I suggest it to anybody. But, you know, got to race against, Joey Logano, a bunch of other really good guys in that series when we were all coming up through, and really learned a lot. Was able to win 2 national championships there, and from there moved on to the NASCAR Late Model Stock Cars.
Which you are the only 2-time champ, from what I understand.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Another thing.
Don't get greedy, John.
Okay.
Ask him one more.
Was there ever a track where you were the youngest winner?
I think at Myrtle Beach Speedway. You know, they had, from their record books, they had told me the year that I won back in 2003 that I was the youngest rookie, I think, to win thus far in the track's history.
Okay, we appreciate that, John. Thanks for those questions and for being on the program. Chad, real quick, and we want to be respectful of your time. If you could, you're still a very young man. If you could draw a roadmap for a young person, let's say around that 10 years old. That's when you said you started running go karts. What would the perfect playbook look like to try to get to where you are at this stage in your career?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, I think the route that I've taken has been beneficial. But, you know, like I said, just like we touched on just earlier, I really feel like that Allison Legacy Series was pivotal in my development to what I've been able to do today. It teaches you an unbelievable amount of skills that you're going to need once you get to these bigger race cars, scaled down. I mean, running a Allison Legacy car at a half-mile track like Myrtle Beach Speedway or Concord Motorsports Park is very similar to running, say, an ARCA car or a Cup car at Lowe's Motor Speedway or Atlanta. So it taught me probably the most in those 2 years, and I felt like I was ready to step up after doing that. And I was fortunate enough that Donnie Allison helped me out when I was in that series, and really he was the first guy that told me, hey, you know, you can make this a career. And later in my career, you know, Andy Hillenburg told me the same thing. And I feel like, you know, having good mentors such as those guys and having family backing as I have, you know, my family's been behind me 100%. And unfortunately, we weren't financially able to go very far, but just having their support was huge.
Well, you know, I don't know about the technical side of it, but it certainly sounds like you are a very respectful young man, and that also I know plays well in moving up in life, whether it be in racing or any place else. We wish you just a tremendous amount of success. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the rest of the year, and I hope to see you in the 45 many more times before this season's out, and hopefully maybe for a long time to come.
All right. Well, thanks so much, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
It's a pleasure, Chad.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Excellent.
Chad McCombie, you know, he's a really
excellent.
I will tell you the truth. When that happened last year at Pocono, I was one of the first ones to say, who's this guy? But then when you start reading about him and looking into him, I mean, you realize where he comes from.
He was Dale Jr. in 3?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I mean, that's awesome.
Well, if you look at him and if you listen to the way he speaks, you know, you can get that.
Now I know who he is.
Yeah. But he's also...
He's Old Dale.
He's well thought of by the Petties, not only as a potential... addition to Petty Enterprises drivers, but as an individual. I mean, he's a quality guy.
He fits in right there. They've picked a great guy here, and I think he'll be...
What, did you guys speak on the future, perhaps, of opportunities with Petty while I was stepped out?
Well, he did briefly.
Stay in.
He did touch on it.
I had to make a call.
He thinks there's some opportunity there. I will tell you, I'm pretty certain there's some opportunity there.
Definitely.
I hope so. I'd like to see a quality guy. First off, you know, here's a kid that he's not doesn't have the silver spoon. He's worked his way up.
Right, right.
He's earned his way. He certainly respects the people that have helped him along the way. So I hope he gets that good break. And speaking of breaks, we are due one right now.
We are, but don't go anywhere, folks, because Richard Ferry is on the line, and he's next right here on Trackside Tonight.
We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Your Computer Techs on Bevel Road has over 20 years' experience building new PCs and repairing laptops and desktops. Whether you need a lightning-fast computer or are running multiple screens for stock market analysis, we'll customize a system for you. We provide free estimates, data recovery, even offer pickup and delivery. Spyware, viruses, sudden system crashes, we fix it all with prompt service and personalized care. Your Computer Techs, 557 Bevel Road in Gulfview Plaza near the tracks. Call 304-8005. 304-8005.
Today, people recognize value more than ever, and for many, their home is their biggest investment. Protect that investment with quality paint and stains from Southern Paint and Supply. And Southern Paint has concrete restoration materials, too. Since 1954, Southern Paint has been providing expert personalized service and product knowledge like no one else. Southern Paint is a complete home decorating center with the names you know. Quality names like Coronado, Benjamin Moore, Porter, Glidden, and Zinser. Southern Paint custom framing is unmatched. Their window treatment department has won rave reviews for many years, and Southern Paint offers a wonderful selection of wall coverings. Call today for an in-home consultation or stop by Southern Paint and Supply in Daytona Beach, Ormond Beach, and New Smyrna Beach. Phone 253-8107 or log on to southernpaintandsupply.com. Southern Paint and Supply, the place to buy your paint and so much more.
It's time to hit the beach. The Ocean Deck Restaurant and Beach Club invites you to relax at their traffic-free beach and enjoy free valet parking. Hang out in the sand and pop in for fresh seafood, yummy sandwiches, Rasta wings, and our kids' platters in a frisbee. The deck now has a full line of tasty microbrews and craft beers. Throw Dead Guy in, Overrock, Dogfish Head, and Woodchuck Cider. Hit the deck this summer for great food, live music, and free valet parking. We're located just a block south of the Daytona Pier. We'll see you at the Ocean Deck.
Delightful, dependable, luxurious, discreet. It's the only way to describe a ride in an Aristocrat Transportation limousine. Aristocrat Transportation limos strive to give you the very best limousine service possible for a reasonable rate. And reasonable just became unbelievable. Aristocrat announces a $99 unbelievable summer sizzler. Ride like a VIP that you are in any Aristocrat limo for prices starting as low as $99. A limo bus for you and 20 of your closest friends for $99 an hour. Or a two-hour ride in a beautiful limo, just $99. Transportation to Orlando Airport, just $99. Whether it's a limo, party bus, Escalade SUV, limo, or town car, all prices start at $99. Call 386-253-1959 now and ask for the unbelievable $99 summer special. It's only available for a limited time, so call and reserve your vehicle today during the $99 unbelievable summer sizzler. Aristocrat Limousines. Call 386-253-1959 and ride the cars that drive the stars for only $99. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Call Trackside tonight at 239-0033, star 1150, or toll free at 1-800-927-0033. And now back to Trackside tonight with Randy, Joe, and Billy.
Welcome back to Trackside tonight. I'm Randy Dodd.
I'm Joe Dirt.
And I'm Billy the Kid.
And we've got on the line right now, on line number one, checking in from McClenny, Florida, after just a huge win Saturday night, finally ended the dry spell. He drives the number seven, and he comes once again out of McClenny, Richard Perry. Richard, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
It's definitely a pleasure. Richard, I'll tell you, you know, you've won a lot of races in your career. You do well wherever you go. You guys are certainly on the plus side here in this program. But, you know, I didn't get an opportunity Saturday night to really touch on this in Victory Lane. But, you know, winning any time, no matter what kind of race it is at Volusia, it's a little bit special, isn't it?
Well, it is to me, especially with the guys that race down there. I mean, you finish in the top 10 at Volusia, you should be proud.
Yeah.
The competition down there. And for me especially, Volusia's always been a place I kind of struggled at. And the last year and a half, we've kind of turned things around and have been competitive. And it's special to me to win down there anytime.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, Richard, I mean, it shows in the work area that, I mean, you're well-respected from all the your fellow late-model drivers. You, of course, respect them. And all of these things add up, and it certainly shows out there. But your biggest competition Saturday night, I think, was, you know, I mean, just trying to overcome, you know, a changing racetrack and making sure everything went well. But if you could talk about, you know, maybe a couple of competitors out there that you always got your eye on, who would they be?
Well, you definitely got to look at the points, you know, with your top points guys, Jeff Hunter, Rob Underwood, Joe Kump. I mean, they're all tough week in, week out. David Clegg's tough. I mean, there's so many tough people there every week that, you know, it's tough to win down there, and like I said, you finish in the top 10, there's nothing to hang your head about.
Yeah, definitely. And Richard, you know, you talk about the points and the points runners, and you guys have, for all intents and purposes, you've dedicated 2008 to, you know, you've committed to the points campaign, and you find yourself leading. That's got to give you a lot of, I don't know, momentum and excitement to carry out the rest of the season.
It does, and I said back in 2001, I won an asphalt championship over at Columbia Motorsports Park, and I said, you know, I'm never going to get tied into another one of these things.
Right.
And here we are. But it's, you know, we decided to run there every week and try this UMP points deal, and I'm glad we did. We you know, I feel like we kind of struggled this year. I think we've got 11 second place finishes.
There we go again. Yeah, just like last year.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like every week, you know, it's second place. But you know, we finally broke through last week with a win, and you know, hopefully we'll get three or four more before the year's over.
You know, the commitment that it takes to run for points, a points championship, even at the level that you know you do in late models. I remember when I ran for the points championship back in 2000. That's a long time ago now. It's really, you have to decide early on that that's what you're going to do, make the commitment, and if you intend to actually compete, you've got to be there essentially every week.
Yes, sir, and that's one thing that I looked at, you know, beginning of the season. We missed one of the first weeks. I think it was a UMP night, not a actual track points night. And once the track points started, I said, look, if we're going to do this, we've got to be there every week. And one thing that we looked at was, you know, if we tear something up, we've got to overnight it in. We've got to be sure that we're there. You know, if it looks like it's going to rain, we still have to be there. You know, and you can't take a chance and sit out. If you're going to run them, you have to make the effort to be there.
It's that comment you made about overnighting a part. I mean, the expense goes up. What people don't understand, it's not just a matter of showing up at the racetrack on the night that you're supposed to race. It's all the activity and all the effort that it takes during the week to be able to go there and be competitive to race when the racetrack is supposed to be there. And it's not just the driver and the crew, but the family makes a pretty significant sacrifice along the way to take that part of their life every Saturday night or every Friday night, depending upon where you're running, to go and be a part of that. It's a huge effort.
Yeah, my wife, she'd like to kill me many nights, I'm sure, because we're out here till 10, 11 o'clock, midnight, whatever it takes. And I've got good guys that work with me. They, you know, they make it easy on me because they get the car ready, and you know, I'm out here with them every night until it's done. But you know, they take a lot of the pressure off me because when it's done, it's done. And I don't have to worry about going behind them or making sure what's been done.
When you say rain or not, I mean, people don't understand where you're driving from. And in case people don't realize where McClenny is, that's up between Live Oak and Jacksonville. So, I mean, that's a good 2-hour ride, is it? Yes or no?
Yeah, it takes us a good 2 hours if, you know, there's no traffic on I-95 or anywhere. You know, it takes us a good 2 hours to get there. And, you know, if it's raining, it takes us longer if, you know, we get behind in the rain or if it's raining hard. I mean, There was one night here a few weeks ago. It rained pretty hard. I think we run about 30, 40 mile an hour all the way to St. Augustine, which is about an hour normally for us. You know, and I was worried to death, you know, because with the price of fuel and everything, you know, we've made the commitment, and the car owner, Mr. Robert Scruggs, he stuck with it. You know, he said, you know, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it. And a couple times we looked at maybe cutting back, and he said, you know, if we do, we're leaving the points. It's almost like giving that money away. If we was to win, I'm not, you know, there's still, I think, four races left for us, so it's not, you know, guaranteed that we're going to win them by no means. But, you know, he felt like if we give up and started racing closer to home, that, you know, there was a chance we were going to give that money away.
Yeah, definitely. Richard, let's back up a little bit and go in reverse. Say, just over 10 years ago when you were in the NASCAR Slim Jim All-Pro Series, you're driving the Clean Shower sponsored late model. At what point did you make the decision, okay, this isn't for me, this asphalt stuff? I know you talked about the championship at Columbia Motorsports Park, but when did the turn to dirt happen for Richard Ferry?
Well, we had the Clean Shower sponsorship, and they were great to me. And
I got a lot of product, too, by the way. I appreciate
it. Oh, yeah. We give a lot of it out.
Yes, you did, man.
2 years we were with them. And I think we come and set up at Volusia during Speed Weeks 1 year and give out a bunch of product. But, you know, that the year that in 98 and 99, they sponsored me, and it was a real good deal for me. They gave me a chance to race all over the Southeast. And they decided to sponsor a Busch Grand National car with the driver, and it didn't go so well with them. And the next year, they decided to cut back.
Yeah, bad taste in their mouth.
Yeah, they had an overall bad taste. And when they cut back, I couldn't afford to travel anymore. And so we started racing at St. Augustine and Clemson Motorsports Park. And it just, you know, it's so expensive to run asphalt. To me, in my opinion, it's more expensive. And to do it at the level I wanted to do it, I just really couldn't afford it.
Got an asphalt racer standing, sitting right here. He just threw his arms up. He couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, the point when guys like you say that, it just reconfirms for me how stupid I am. See, that's what that does.
But you're having fun.
You know, wait a minute, Richard. Me and Billy were talking, Randy, and you know what would have been a perfect scenario?
No. Tell him.
I'm going to tell him, Billy.
Don't tell him.
Bill, you tell him.
No. I don't even want to break
it. Let's keep this.
Build yourself a super late model. Bring dirt. Dirt car nationals. Put Ryan Newman or any other big neck.
Kenny Schrader one night. Put Kyle Petty in it one night. Daytona Dodge all over it. Why not, Randy? Randy, why?
I even could have got a provisional.
Why, Randy?
I don't know why. Okay.
All right, well, there you go.
Got yourself an asphalt car going round and round.
And Lakeland's closed.
Yeah, Lakeland's
closed. Gives you two racetracks.
That was one of my favorite asphalt tracks. Was Lakeland.
Oh,
I was privileged to race down there a few times.
We spent the first 20 minutes of the show all drying our eyes over here. I mean, it was one of my favorite racetracks, too. We all got several stories about there, and I had some good stories while I was racing there and some, you know, other stories being a fan. It was a great place. It always treated well there, too.
I mean, to me, it was like going to Daytona for the local racers.
Yep.
And the facility was so nice, and just like I say, everybody treated you good there, and it was always a good show.
While we got you here, man, tell us who helps you get to the racetrack every Saturday.
Well, I got to thank my car owner, Mr. Robert Scruggs. You know, without him, I wouldn't be able to do it. He don't cut no corners. If we need something, he goes out and gets it. I picked up a new sponsor this week, Redneck Products.
Oh, good deal.
He produces a barbecue rub and marinate.
Oh, nice.
And does catering parties, stuff like that. But he decided this week that he wanted to come aboard and help us. You know, he's cooking for us, basically. And
he's on his website, Seth, and it's Redneck. Tell us how to get to it one more time.
www.redneckproducts.biz.
Gotcha. That gives me something else to talk about. You know, instead of United and, of course, Fastlane.
He ships all over the country. I was looking at his website today. He ships all over. He's got this rub, and they were talking about this weekend. We was at the track. They were talking about how he was doing some stuff for Food Lion and stuff like that. And
nice.
This is really starting to take off. And
cool.
Yeah, his name is Brad Rollerson, and he's from here in St. George, Georgia, which is only, you know, say Georgia, it seems like a long way. It's only about 3 miles from my house. You know, he's really, you know, he don't realize how much he is helping us by just cooking for us. You know, I mean, that helps us.
Good deal.
You know, we have United Racing Supply, which is my dad's business, and then Fastlane Graphics, which is my business, and
Put some graphics on that thing, man.
Hey, Richard. Yeah, now that's it. Sometimes there's so many people we talk to. Richard, take us through some of the what makes up this race car, this number 7 chassis and power plant. I mean, what are you running out there?
Well, it's a Masterbuilt chassis. It's an 07 Masterbuilt chassis. We switch back and forth from my dad builds some engines and
right.
Mr. Scruggs himself builds engines. So we switch back and forth engines, whichever one one gets a little tired or something, we'll
sure.
switch it out.
Good deal.
You know, like I say, Snow Brothers chassis, I'm not in one of their chassis right now, but they've been so good to me over the years and
yeah.
helped me out, and they do the body for me and still help me just as much now as if I was in one of their cars.
Sure.
And I owe a lot to them for that.
Yeah, I know you've had a long relationship with Snow Brothers. I mean, they're up around your neck of the woods and everything up there.
Yes, sir. They're about 3 miles from me also, the other way.
Yeah, exactly. Richard, I'll tell you what, just an amazing show Saturday night. And take an opportunity right now, and I want to hear from you. This racetrack over the past couple of weeks has been better than it's been in several years. What do you attribute that to?
It has to be the track crew, and maybe some of us guys fussing week in and week out about it being
yeah.
a little rough.
And you were one of the guys at the forefront. I mean, you were scared to tell them how you felt.
No, sir. I mean, the way I looked at it, I'm driving 2 hours to get there.
That's right.
And, I stuck my neck out to support them. And, I was bending parts on the car, not from wrecking and crashing, but from the actual racetrack. And, I feel like, if I'm sticking my neck out, then I should be able to voice my opinion.
Absolutely.
And, I don't know that my opinion means anything to anybody there or anything else, but, the track the last 2 weeks has been just, as close to perfect as you can get for a dirt track.
Good deal. Means a lot coming from
me. My driving style.
Absolutely. Well, folks, once again tonight we've talked to the driver of the number 7, the Redneck Products, United Racing Supply, Fast Lane Graphics, Effort, out of McClenny, Florida. Can't thank you enough for spending some time with us tonight, Richard Perry.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, man.
Well, that was a good interview, and certainly wish him a great deal of success.
He's been, like you said, he's been second like 11 times.
Oh, and last year, how many times?
Yeah,
he called him the bridesmaid.
It was one of them deals where, I don't really keep up with the point series, but they were talking about earlier how you have a points leader who hasn't won a race yet, and then he broke through and won this week, And like you said, he's been working on things here and there, and I mean, don't get wrong, when the track was a little rough, he would always call or he'd send an email and say, hey, this...
And that's what I meant when I asked you.
Yeah, it cost me $480 to fix my car this
sure.
week. And, and I ran second. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
You know what's interesting? A guy like him, I always hear how soft spoken he is,
right.
and how he says, I'm not sure my opinion matters much. But the guys like him that speak like he does, his opinion carries a lot more weight. Because, he's not a screamer.
That's right.
And, not too many people accomplish much screaming.
Right.
If you're screaming at me, I'm really not hearing
right.
what you're saying.
Right.
And that's I appreciate the style.
Yeah, a lot of people have to realize one thing. A lot of people don't realize that his dad is Dickie Ferry,
that's
who
right.
was one of the best dirt racers of all time, not only in the state of Florida, but in the Southeast, and he's well-known. And when you say Snow Brothers has been with the Ferry family since before Richard came along.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so.
And you guys, you talk about soft-spoken. There is no other more soft-spoken driver than the guy we've got on line number 2 right now out of DeLand, Florida. Finally, ending the dry spell, shaking the monkey off his back, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it was a 300-pound gorilla. There's no 800-pound gorilla. But drives the number 24 DNR Racing and Graphics Dillagaff Chevrolet. And we'll tell you what that means. Randy Straley. Randy, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Hey, bud. How y'all doing, man?
We are fantastic. Randy, we've watched you throughout the entire season. I mean, you guys have definitely you stepped up the program here in 2008. It was apparent from, night number one when you set them tires on that racetrack, and you've just been plagued with bad luck no matter, what. You've been leading races. You've been in the top five. Something always seems to happen. Saturday night, you were not going to be denied. There's no doubt.
No, man. Thank God that monkey finally left me. I'm glad. I hope he stays gone, because I've been at a hard time.
Yeah, and Randy, you guys have really, like I said, you ratcheted up your program, and you talked about your young son, Dylan, in victory lane.
Dalton
in victory lane. I was thinking about Dylan Wood. We were talking about him earlier. But, he really has learned a lot, and you thanked him, of course. You said he's a heck of a chassis guy. Man, he's really learned a lot.
Yeah, he does pretty good. He does all my tire prep and all, set up and stuff. He's learned a lot. I'm kind of proud of him, Because next year I'm turning it over to do it. He's going to race the full season for him now. I wanted to get him out this year and all, but he graduated early, so But he helped me out a lot, and also I'm going to help him next year and everything, kind of give it to him. And he's pretty smart. You know, I'm proud of him, you know. So,
you know, we were talking about from the beginning, opening week, you were second, and then you were second again, and then all of a sudden it's like the bad luck struck you. And, you know, I talked to you in the pit area one week, and I asked what happened last week, and I think the transmission broke one week, the rear end broke one week, but, you know, the next week. And every time I said to you one day, I said, you know what? Sooner or later, we're going to have everything fixed in that car, and nothing's going to be able to break.
I've heard that. You know, I got it all the way down to that point, I'm hoping.
Yeah. I noticed on Saturday, I was riding around on my four-wheeler there, and your little grandson come up, and he kept pointing down the car. He said, that's my papa's car down there. That's my papa's car. And I said, well, go down there and tell your papa to go ahead and put it in victory lane tonight. Yeah. And look what happened.
He did.
You know?
I give it to him. He's proud of it, too. Yeah. You know, because we got there in the heat and everything. The thing, the module or something was one better. But I was turning off for the worst, you know, like, geez, here we go again.
Right.
You know, but I was featuring it. They turned out to be a rocket.
Well, they didn't.
I don't know what it was.
They didn't hand it to you because you started sixth or seventh, didn't
That's
you?
That's right.
Yeah, I started seventh and everything and all. And everything. So, heck, I had these, you know, it was like being to open a gate and I had to take that one. Yeah.
Right. Randy, you were using the bottom of the racetrack, seemed to be where you were comfortable Saturday night.
Yeah, it was smooth and that's where the groove was, you know. That's where my car, it loves that bottom. Well, they can keep that open and keep it moist. It's like a rocket down there, you know?
Yeah.
And everything. But, yeah, I like my car. I can't get that high side. I don't know why, but the thing loves that bottom and everything. They keep it, you know. Hey, Jimmy and I was doing extra job out there, you know, because that track was smooth this weekend.
You know, we talked about a month ago. I guess it's been a little over a month ago. You said to me, man, I about fell out of this points deal. I think I'm going to make a change and head to a different place. And, you know, let me ask you now, with you sticking around there and it come to you, are you happy that you kept that choice or?
Yeah, I'm glad I stayed, you know, and everything hung on there, you know. Right. I think I'm still third right now, so we're trying to go for it. We'll see how it goes. You know, I think we've got, what, six more to go?
Yeah, I think there's four or five, I think.
Is it? Yeah, so I'm going to try to struggle, see where I can wind up. You know, where I wind up, I'll be happy.
Well, you know, all in all,
double points night coming up. Come on.
Oh, yeah, we got a double points night coming.
Do we? Oh, okay. That'll work.
I think we just got one.
Or did we do that already?
You just this in or what?
No, I think we do.
We had that halfway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Randy,
had
come
one.
On, man. Not you, Straley. I was talking about Randy Dyer.
I set the trap, and he just went all in it.
Oh, I will, too. Every time. Snare me right up, buddy.
You guys do that.
No, I know you didn't.
You guys just do what you want to do. I mean, you got, you guys.
Billy, can we have a double points night?
You guys want to have a World of Outlaws show next week?
Y'all
don't need to call me.
I'm going to have a Randy Straley Street Stock Spectacular with just him in. That's right.
You need to have the celebrity race with the three of us.
That's what we need to do. Hey, and that's the thing, Randy. If we do that, I got dibs on that 24 car, right?
Oh,
sure. I'll do you right.
You can jump in it, buddy.
There you go.
You can't
thank you, sir.
Seat.
I can, too.
Yeah,
Randy's bigger than me.
Hey, watch it now.
Oh, there you go, see?
That's a large shirt.
Yeah, who wants the double X I'm waiting for from Denise, no doubt. Hey, speaking of Denise, those are beautiful shirts, man. You know, you guys have DNR Racing and Graphics, and you, of course, contribute to the local motorsports scene. You help a lot of drivers. But how's that business going, Randy? And talk about that a little bit, DNR.
It's been kind of slow over the last couple of years and everything. The economy, where it went, you know, I kind of got out, you know, for a little while. You know, trying to get it going again here probably here in the future, I hope. I'm got a shop and everything, so I'm going to start building a couple more cars, you know. So we're hoping the economy comes back around where, you know, where it's affordable, because it's hard for a lot of people right now. There's a lot of people out of work, you know, and it's hard for them to afford it, you know.
Of course.
I saw one of the cars you done last week.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
I saw one of the cars you done last week on the internet. It looked really good. It was an 03 car, like a little mini stock.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we just went up last night. It was a sportsman car for Pee Wee Dowling.
Okay.
And everything. We went up last night and did a lettering all for him and everything up in Hollister.
Didn't you do a mini stock last week? Last Wednesday night, didn't you do a mini stock up there around the Palak area? I think it was a black 03.
No, that's the black 03 we just did.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, we just went up and did that one last night with the checkers down the side of it and everything. Yeah, we're still doing all the graphics and everything, you know, keep trying to help them out.
Right.
Good deal. So, Randy, you're doing this basically unsponsored. I mean, you're looking for some help out here, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. I have no sponsors at all. Thank God Dalton, you know, he got him a job, and he bought me a new brand-new right rear this weekend.
I'll be darned.
You know, I give him, you know, credit for that. You know?
Wow.
Who's that?
He helped me out.
Dalton bought him a new right rear.
Dalton, the kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it helps out a lot, you know.
Well, Randy, I'm going to have to get him to buy me another one.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, just a fantastic performance Saturday night. You know, you had the entire crowd in your passenger seat there, of course, all the officials. You got to know that we are rooting for you, man. I mean, even though we're not supposed to say that, you're the favorite right now, and you got 36 coming back into contention, so you're going to have to step it up even more.
Yeah, got to do a little bit more homework. I know he's coming back.
No doubt.
I think I'll be all right, though.
Yeah, you'll be fine, man.
Last week I did, you know, I did pull it off pretty good, and everything. Me and Grady was talking. You know what I mean? He might step up a notch now.
Oh, yeah. Randy, we are against the clock with only 30 seconds to go. Thank you so much, Randy Sterling. Really appreciate it.
All right, Joe, Bill, and Randy. Y'all have a good evening.
See you Saturday.
Talking to y'all. We'll see you Saturday.
You got it.
Thank you very much.
Joe, real quick, what's happening with Loser's Speaker?
Wrestling and racing. That's right. $12 gets you two big shows. The Florida Wrestling Association on board with, of course, our regular Saturday nights. The Modifieds are back in action on Saturday night. Grandstands only. $12. Open at 5, racing at 7:30. Wrestling and racing, Florida Wrestling Association.
Dirt World, Wednesday night, 7:30 to 8:30.
That's right.
On RealRacingUSA.com. And